Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Bill Cosby has been convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the hashtag MeToo era, completing a spectacular late-life downfall of the comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood on his way to TV superstardom as America's dad. Cosby, who is now 80, could end up spending his final years in prison after a jury concluded he sexually violated Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. He still claims the encounter was consensual. Now, the verdict came after a two-week retrial in which prosecutors put five other women on the stand. They all testified that Cosby, whom, by the way, has been married for 54 years, drugged and violated them too. One of these women asked him through her tears, "You remember, don't you, Mr. Cosby?" The panel of seven men and five women reached a verdict after deliberating 14 hours over 2 days, vindicating prosecutors' decision to retry Cosby after his first trial ended in a hung jury less than a year ago. Now, Cosby could get up to, are you ready for this? It's so hard to even say it, 10 years in prison on each of three counts of aggravated indecent assault. He's likely to get less than that because, you know, given his age, even a modest term, though, will mean he could possibly die behind bars. Constance, 45 now, she's a former Temple women's basketball administrator, and she told the juror that Cosby knocked her out with three blue pills he called your friends. That was really the crux of this case, by the way, the color of the pills that he gave her. He said that they were Quaaludes, which are always white, but blue pills are something else. At that point, Constance said that Cosby penetrated her with his fingers. She was immobilized and unable to resist or say no. I gotta say, it's the only criminal case to arise from a barrage of allegations from more than 60 women who said the former TV star drugged and molested them over a span of 5 decades. Well, the prosecutor was not playing this time around. Here's what he had to say. The time for the defendant to escape justice is over. This is from Prosecutor Stuart Ryan, and in his closing argument, quote, "It's finally time for the defendant, Bill Cosby, to dine on the banquet of his own consequences." End of quote. End of story. We'll be hearing a lot more of this. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.